We begin the Quran daf Masech the Shavuos daf Tezvav. We begin the Mitzvah. We begin the Tzeis Masal. Then begins the words of the Gemara, which actually belongs in Avi Dalim and Aleph, the Mishnah. Shem Esifan Aleir Balazars. That you don't add on to the city or to the courtyards unless you have all this criteria. So Tzeis Mitzvah, we're going to say, wait a second. To Parakim of the Sanhedrin, begin the Sanhedrin of Bezim and Aleph. Lechashav Ela Ayin Aleph. There it mentions to add on, you only need the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It doesn't mention all these things of our Mishnah. Rishon says you can say, yeah, the Hasam Lechashav Ela Mid the Sanhedrin. There, it's Torah says Sanhedrin. It talks about the Sanhedrin of 71. The conscience lets you that of 3 or 23, but it doesn't mention all the other things. And Vatei, you should know this because Nami Hasam, the Mishnah there teaches another halacha. Imatil Mechemes Rishos, you don't go out to an optional war. Ilu Bezun Shalayin Av, only with the cohort of 71. The Leitani Melech V'Yoytz V'Rumetumim doesn't mention the king and the counselor and the Rumetum Avakav to be in Lahu. Even though you need those things, because Masik Hasam Gemara, like the Gemara comes out with the Dev Tezaim and Av Mekrevim Apasik, so therefore it's not difficult. But then says, "But begin to say, wait a second. Hatidan Hasim, the mission teacher, but they ain't done it. You don't judge loyas a shavit v'chulu etc. Mukila ula b'gemara b'deir b'boyin aliske nachlis. Well, when you come in to discuss topics of inheritance, kitchilasa like it was in the beginning with inherited Eretz Yisrael. Matchilasa by an ala v'chulu just like in the beginning was with 71. So to hear also now imatchilasa b'kalfei b'bor matumim b'chol Yisrael b'chulu. And so the Gemara says, wait a second. If it has to be like it was in the beginning, so every time you have a lach of Yerusha, it should be with the boxes, Norma Tumim, and all the Jewish people, like it was the first time. So it says, wait a second, my question. What's the question? In Chanami. Maybe that's true. So maybe you do need those things. But the Hadle Chashvul Hasim Amasneen, the reason why it doesn't mention the admission of Bezim, Mishim Dalai Ariel, Bimil Tzanedrin, like you just said, because it's just discussing the elements of the Tzanedrin. So it says 71, but maybe you would need all those other things. What's the Gemara's question? The Hashem says, what you can say is no. The Kailu about the Nabi Ashek of a Kohen Gadol, for the fact that when it brings it together with the discussion of how to judge the false prophet and the Kohen Gadol, Mashmah, it sounds like, it only needs 71. Dabididu, just like by them, that's all you need. My Amit, what are you going to say? The Shavuk Lemisni Urmetumim, you can say, no, maybe left the Urmetum Mishim Dele Ariel Bemil de Sanhedrin, because the only talking about the related to Sanhedrin. If that's the case, listen in to Babin Navshayu. So it should teach them independently, that you wouldn't come to a mistake, to equate it. Obviously, it is equated, and therefore that's why the Gemara is saying, well, what's with all those other things that then you should have to require? Let's say Samatha begins Gemara, Bechintasul Dairus. Pesach Kuntres, Rashi explains, and that is B'mei Moshe. I mean, what was then that should be for all the future times? Well, and you have days Moshe, who Melech Menavi, he was a king and a prophet, so those are things that you need to have. You have Achiv, his brother was a Kohen Gadol, which had the Urmetumim. So that's what was then, that's what you always have to have. So it says, if it's one, then if that's the case, Perikam and the Sanhedrin, Dav Tezayim and Beis. But Mother Sanhedrin, Lishvatim, when we appoint the Sanhedrin for the tribes, the Afinu and Moshe, we learn from Moshe Benum, the Mimokam Ayin Alpha, but that he was in the place of 71, Koi. So Lebayin Ami Melech Benavi. So wait a second. If that's the case, then that's why you need 71. Well, Moshe was also in the place of a king and a prophet, like we just said. So when you're making the Sanhedrin of Shavat, you have to have a king and a prophet too. Void more about Avagav the Aaron Hayy Bebinyan Mishkan. Wait a second. Even though Aaron was a time at the Binyan Mishkan, so you're saying, oh, it has to have a Kohen Gadol like it had then. But Chinishle Burm and Tumim Las Mishkan. When they asked the Burm and Tumim to make the Mishkan, Alei Koyim Shnis Kain Aaron Deyamalum Nasa Mishkan. What do you mean? The Mishkan was made before Aaron became the Kohen Gadol, which only happened with the Milum, which was after they already erected the Mishkan. So how could you say that you need to have a Kohen Gadol? Now, because we're showing the Shal Taretz, regarding the first question we asked, you can answer the Halakha Marbin and Tfei, that here we include more, I mean, that we're saying that Moshe means also Melech Benavi, more than what we say, let's say, by Sanhedrin for the Shvatim, so you should do the Mashmah, that sounds like the Asr Abuyi Kol Hanuk, that we're coming to include all these other elements that Moshe Benavi had, in contrast to Sanhedrin and Shvatim. But then, since we're going to say, Kelim Namin Dabai Ayin Alf, the vessels, should just requiring Sanhedrin of 71, like I had then. We're going to say Hakasa of Talam Meshiras, but the pasuk says no. It depends on using it for the service. The Insarach Leshiras, all you need to have is to use it in the service. But Habasamech Mashmah, it sounds like Shulik from the Gemara. The Lav Oisam, if you didn't have the meat of Oisam, I mean, I would have said the Bay Meshicha Vavaida. It needs anointment and the service. Rav Kinn of Desik is Hashda Kasa of Oisam, which is only Mutim Meshicha, only includes that it doesn't have to be anointed. But I now me lay the might, but you're not excluding that it should require the Sanhedrin 71. Hashem says we can say is the Asa Oisam. No, the word Oisam is Legluy. It comes to reveal the Bechin Tasu. Like going on vessels. And therefore, to the therefore, not only does it need that one, it doesn't need everything for the future generations, similar to what was there in the days of Moshe. You know, Tzemach to begin the Gemara, Moshe Rabba asked, that the Brisa teaches that all the vessels that Moshe Rabbeinu made Mishachas Mekan Chasim. But Mekan Meilech Abedas Mekan Chasim. Why I became Tassel Doris? So it says, it's a wonder because the Mishkan Gufi have a little different. Why asking for the Kalim? Should have from the Mishkan itself. Sheitzach Mashiach Ledaris, that the Mikdash should require anointment in the future generations. Commission Mishkan Bemei Moshe. There's a Moshe, they anointed the Mishkan, Kedachsim Bekrog, Kedamal, Kamal, Gemasa, Liran, Tavad, Zaman, Bezgam, Mishkan, Mikdash. So why asking for the Kalim? We could have asked from the anointing the Mishkan itself. Like it says, the words, the Gemara, Ledaris, but maybe future generations. If you want, you could do maybe either one, either anointing or service. Which says, "Hachle b'le mifrach." Here the Gemara did not want to ask, like it asked later. L'doyreis maybe b'meshicha ubavoida and nibol kedam b'samach. The Gemara says shortly because the isa mashma. The Gemara understands the word isam lebuuti meshicha l'doyreis. No, you don't need meshicha generations. Not that you need both, but maybe it could be either or. Next time, at the beginning of the words, Gemara lam the metcha comes to teach you. Shechel amar bechula, whether you do a lot or a little, can't mean a large animal because whichever one, they're all equal. Which says bothered in the address. He says avigab the amavod. The Gemara says you have lam and dalma base ha echad. It says you picked the oilas ha echad, the one. What's the one? Hamiuchad shve edre, the distinct one in his flock. Avigab paraduma namirin, the paraduma that we also end up yiravam base shemotza noimenu. If you find a better one, mitzvah of dice, it's a mitzvah to redeem the old one and do a new one. I thought it doesn't make a difference. So it's still a hoilolis bar bakach. Even if it does make a difference, a guy shouldn't glorify himself with it. Kivish a mitzvah b'zeh k'ma b'zeh, since a mitzvah with this one, just like this one, if you intend this for the heaven's sake, so it shouldn't say that, oh, the bigger one, like as if it makes a difference. The courtyard does not become sanctified only with the remnants of the flower. So it's a wonder. You cannot bring a flower offering on a private altar. So the question is, wait a second. How did they sanctify the Azara? Because Bishlam, as I can understand, you'll say, okay, time is the second Mesa Megdash. You could say, the Savir command Amad that he held, like the one who says later on the next Dav, Kedusha Shen, the Kedusha Shait, the Kedusha Lazalavi. That really, the Kedusha from the days of Shlema was still there. 800 years, 400 somewhat years later. When he was sanctified, it was just like a commemoration, but really he was still sanctified. So you didn't have to do anything. But from Shlema and Yeshua, when they came first there, so in Shile, how exactly did they go ahead and be Mekadosh? There's no Mincha because the Beis Hamikdash wasn't done yet, and you couldn't do it on a Bama to bring the Shiur Mincha to be Mekadosh to Azar. And the Chidmim can say, wait, the Kitcha B'mincha is Oimer. They sanctified it with the flower offering of the barrel offering. But V'abesukas hoya Kiddush B'mei Shlema. And there's a Shlema, the Kiddush wasn't in Sukkas. I mean, my kund, like the Gemara says, my kund of Tessim and Alpha, the Mincha Kurelik Tzavik from Pesukim. So it wasn't a Shir Mincha from Pesach. The Shlema we can say is, Kimach HaKol Bo B'vas Achas, since everything came in at the same time, HaKiddush V'asiz Mincha, the sanctification of the Zara and the making of the Mincha, because you can only do when there's a Zara. It's not considered a mincha, so to speak, on the private altar. And when you did the fistful and the burning, so the place was sanctified. And the whole service that they did, it was what inaugurated miskadish, what sanctified its place. So it happened at the same time. Or you know, another person says, keep it like Efshir, since it's not possible. You're right, because there was no, you know, it was only a bummer until the Azar was done. Like Tzarech, so it's not necessary. I have all the Kamahacha, this is the Gemara says, B'dein Miskadesh, that's not sanctified without it. I know, Hechad Efshah, that's where it's possible. Like when you come to add on to the Azar, where there is already a Mizbeach. But before that, you're right, then they didn't bring Shiur Mincha. So it says, the words, the Gemara of Yitzim and Nifsal. So it has to be something that if it goes out from it, we disqualify it, that's what sanctifies it. So it says, wait, from time you can say, what do you do, Harabayas, the Temple Mount? Hecha Kaddish, how do you sanctify it? There's nothing that's eaten specifically on Harabayas. If it left that area, that perimeter, it becomes disqualified. But it has its own sanctity. Which was Harabayas, we know by the Kaisel. So to the house of the walled city, the Mukhla Kamad, obviously going to later end up designing an option in this culture that they were sanctified. But the Indovish and Nifsal, there's nothing that becomes disqualified when you leave that perimeter of the Bati Arachayma. He says, yeah, like we said in the previous days, when it's not possible, it's not possible. Like it's obvious from the sugya on Amid Bey, is that, yeah, okay, if there's no way, there's no way. Next says, not the word, the Mogherts belongs on Amid Bey's, B'shchitas Kvasim Hudikachi, that it becomes sanctified with the slaughtering of the lambs. One of the reasons why says the Gemara that you cannot be Mekadosh HaZar with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, is because, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is not built on Yom Tov, and you can't say it was baked and sanctified from before Yom Tov, because the Kedusha doesn't take effect when you make it. It's only with the slaughtering of the Kibbutz Atzeres, which happens on Yom Tov. Says Tosfos Lamandam, according to the opinion that Tana Mekadosh, that it's actually the oven that sanctifies, you're right, it's the baking, and it's not the slaughtering of the Kibbutz, not what Gemara says over here. Still, you could not have baked it from before Yom Tov, because Dolei Lifts Lubalina, because we don't want to become disqualified with being left overnight, which are plukti beperish te alechem, it's a machlekes menachas, daf tadihei, amet beis, if it could be sanctified with the actual baking itself. But says Tosis that according to this opinion, you can't say that it should be baked from beforehand, because if you're going to, and then it has Kedush Zagov, then it becomes possible with Lim Balayla, and then you wouldn't be able to sacrifice it the following day.